You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and now it's time to find out what difference employment support can make. Someone that has received employment support from the RNIB is here to share her experience. Joining us is Eileen Angus. Eileen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Before we talk about your employment, what can you tell us a little bit about your sight condition?
Yes, so in 2023, I noticed a change in my right eye. It just felt like there was a lot of glare. So I went to my local opticians, thinking maybe my prescription had changed on my glasses. And on the routine scans that they did, it showed ischemia to my optic nerve. So there was no blood flow. So that sent me on a journey of tests, and I was diagnosed with something called NION. It's basically lack of blood flow to the optic nerve. So that affected the upper half of my right eye, and about 11 days later my eyesight worsened, and I'd had another attack of NION in the same eye, so all of my eye was then affected, so there isn't much blood flow to my optic nerve now at all.
What did you find helped you the most to adapt to life with sight loss?
I think giving myself time and patience, because it took all of my brain power to try and work out what I was seeing. It was so different. I was really sensitive to light. Yeah, I think really just time and trusting that I could adapt, my brain would adapt.
Let's move on to your employment support. Can you tell us a little bit about kind of your job searching journey and kind of how you kind of came to the RNIB to gain support?
I'm employed as an NHS midwife, so you can imagine that I need sight in my job. It is important. I do detailed work, like taking blood, popping in cannulas, performing stitches, delivering babies. I also do ultrasound scans, so that's in a dark room. Moving to digital documentation within the NHS now, so everything is computer-based. We don't write on paper notes. So when my eyesight was affected, I was really struggling at work with the lighting, with motion sickness when I was walking about. So I did take some time off to try and adjust at home. But one of my concerns was that I wouldn't be able to work with different eyesight, that I wouldn't be good enough, that I wouldn't be able to perform my clinical tasks. So I contacted the RNIB support line and was just talking through my feelings and fears with one of the online telephone callers. And they heard that most of my fears were related to my job. So they got me in contact with an employment support worker.
And what sort of things did they help you with?
So my employment support worker would contact me regularly, either via email or telephone call or on Teams meetings. And they just gave me this safe space to talk about the practicalities of having sight loss in my specific job role. They came on Teams meetings with my managers because it was new to everybody. There was nobody in my hospital trust that was in the same position as me. So my managers had never experienced supporting somebody with sight loss. The work environment was never set up for somebody with sight loss. So that is where it was crucial that I had this support worker with that complete insight and experience of sight loss. So she did things like suggest what aids would help. So I've got a keyboard with large print. I've got a lamp that is adjustable, so it's not with the harsh bulbs and lighting that we have in the hospital. It's a nice orangey glow, so I can use that below the level of my eyes so it doesn't give me glare. She got me in contact with my local sight support charity shop, that sells sight loss aids. So I found some anti-glare low vision glasses that I could wear. They really help with the photophobia aspect that I struggle with. So it was really, really good practical support, but also just a safe space for me to be able to work through some of those feelings that I had around confidence.
How do you carry out some of the more challenging tasks regarding your job with your sight loss, you know, some of the tasks that you've mentioned earlier?
Yeah, so when I first returned to work, I actually tried an occlusive contact lens because I was still quite new into my journey of sight loss. And I thought if I covered up the eye with the issue, that it would just be like it was before. But actually, in time, my brain has adapted. So I do, again, struggle with depth perception and colour. They've all been affected in my right eye. And I am right-handed, so I guess that's my dominant side. So things like trying to retrain myself in some of those clinical tasks, things like cannulation and taking blood are different because my depth perception isn't the same. So trying to use touch more than vision. So I'm trying to feel for where I need to take the blood instead of trying to gauge where I'm going to go. And actually just using my colleagues a little bit more for when I need support. I guess that's why we are a team.
And based on kind of your experience of gaining employment support, what advice would you give to people who are looking to, you know, stay in employment or get back to employment following their sight loss? What would be your message to them if they're a little anxious or worried about these things?
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely anxious. So my advice would be to ring the RNIB, contact them and try and utilise all of their knowledge and experience. Without my employment support worker, I would have stayed off work a lot longer. I wouldn't have had the confidence or the knowledge to be able to get specific aids and make those reasonable adjustments. And she gave me the confidence to know that that was okay. You know, it's in the wording, they are reasonable adjustments. And a lot of employers won't have the experience. It's not something that everybody has come across. I certainly wasn't aware of all of the aids and the adaptable things that you can have. So definitely reach out. It takes a lot to reach out and it depends where you are in your journey. But if you can, there's always somebody on the end of the phone and there's so much information and so many things that you can use to help you either stay in the job that you're in, adapt your role, and have somebody for support if you're meeting management or to try and get into some employment, they're definitely somebody that you can turn to.
It's a great message, Eileen, and it's absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much for coming on and sharing your inspirational story here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.